On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
My good guest and I talking about traffic in Danville. It's all good. It just becomes it's strange. It's like nobody's told PennDOT, but hey, you got 20-minute delays in front of the middle school every day. Can you do something? I don't know if they could. I wouldn't even know what to say about that. But let's launch into this. In the studio with us now, Victoria Rosenkranz, Vice President of the Sunbury Rotary Club, and just crazily active in our community, Sunbury Informed, and we see her at the SRI functions and as well as the Sunbury 250 events. We just saw you at the semi-quincentennial kickoff dinner that was held a couple of weeks ago. That was a blast. I really enjoyed seeing everybody and hearing those good remarks from John Moore. So, so all things Sunbury. But this is sort of a regional thing you're doing. So, first of all, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I do appreciate it. So, tell us about the Sunbury Rotary Club and the Flag for Heroes display.
Yeah, this will be the third time. We kicked this off. This is a Rotary does this nationally, and we just brought this to the Valley last year. So this will be our third Flags for Hero event in Merle Phillips Park on Front Street in Sunbury. And what this is, it's a time for families or friends or coworkers, whoever, to honor those heroes. And that could be someone who's served in the military now, who's served in the past. It could be, like, during this pandemic, it could be a healthcare worker, a doctor, a nurse, a fireman, a police officer. Whatever a hero is means to you. And so those flags will be on display June 22nd through the 13th, and that's during the 250th celebration. So our goal is to have 100 flags on Front Street there. And basically what happens is you lease the flag, so it's sort of increments. So if you want to do one flag, it's $50 to lease it, and you get a commemorative medallion that's on there that we put the information of your loved one or that person you're honoring on the back, or you can do four for $150. We also have corporate sponsors, so, and they can get all that information from us at Sunbury Rotary if they just email us at sunburyrotary.org.
Now, this is an important fundraiser for the Sunbury Rotary Club. Explain where some of the proceeds go.
Well,
then.
Some of the proceeds absolutely go back out into the community. And one of the things, our district grant that we did this year was for the sweep project in Sunbury. So we were able to give them $5,800, and they were able to buy all this, the educational signage for the sweep project, which we are definitely behind, and hope that each year we can help them add on to that project. So it goes back into the community. We offer, get asked for sponsorships for Shikellamy programs, theater, football, all those things. So it goes back out into the community and, Haven Ministries, United Way, just different on nonprofits that we donate to each year.
Well, and I think this, the Rotary Clubs are changing membership around here, but Sunbury's going strong. You're keeping the same core group, I think, of 30 to 60 folks. What would you say?
Yeah, when I started, we had 50, almost 60 people, and we're down to 20 right now. But we just brought on a new member, which is exciting, and a younger member. So, and that's what, we're always looking for new members and working on service projects out in the community. So we meet Thursday nights. Right now, with COVID, we meet twice a month, the second and fourth Thursdays, and we meet at Robin's Nest at the head Hotel Edison in Sunbury.
Well, a lot of tradition there. Rotary's
yes,
been
absolutely.
Meeting there for,
ever.
For a long time. So, that's important. And you, like you and this new member, young people is the future of the Rotary Club, and you want young folks to get involved.
It truly is, yeah. And so, and that's the member that joined actually helped us with our Flags for Heroes last year. He happened to be walking past them and was like, hey, do you need a hand? And we're like, sure. And that's how he became a Rotarian. He was just walking past and joined us and thought it was really great what we were doing. So that's how we recruit. We just go out and yank them off the street and put them to work,
Well, try to spread the word on social media
Absolutely,
about this kind of thing and on WKOK, and you're going to be on our sister station, 94KX, then eventually we'll have the promotional story on Eagle 107 and 100.9 The Valley. So that'll try to hit more more people. But yeah, it's hard to hit everybody in our valley with right. this kind of information. Folks mm-hmm. don't always see that. Flags for Heroes, June 22nd to July 13th. If I want to lease, you say lease because it's not like a banner for the city of Sunbury where you get to keep the banner.
Right.
The flag goes back to Rotary at the appropriate
them.
Time.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of explain the logistics. Walk us through this.
Yeah, so if you would like to sign up to honor someone, like I said, you can go to sunburyrotary.org, and on that page, you'll see Flags for Heroes. You click on there, and it takes you through the process, whether you want one flag, you want to get four flags, or maybe you want to be a corporate sponsor, and we look for those. Last time, it was Sunbury Motors, Wise Markets, and so just go on there, and you just click through the process. You can pay online, and then what we do is we contact you to get the information on the person that you're honoring. You can check us out on Facebook, Sunbury Rotary Club, and we have all that information out there, as well as the forms that you can download and you could send in to PO Box 202, Sunbury, Pennsylvania. And that is how
That's
you
it.
Can, yeah, or you can give me a call, Victoria Rosencrantz, 570-975-5951, and I can answer any questions that you may have.
5951. All right, yeah. We'll go over that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, half our audience doesn't use social media, so we got to
right.
make sure that we get that out there.
Yeah.
Flags for Heroes is coming up, Sunbury Rotary Club. And you can salute heroes, whether they individuals who are veterans or folks who are in the U.S. military now, healthcare workers, firefighters, police, whomever is your hero. I know one of our listeners texted us last time you were on saying, I want to nominate somebody who is a foster parent mm-hmm. who to that
yeah,
individual
and we,
child.
Yes, we had teachers last time. I know we honored our daughters. One's a vet tech, one's a nurse, and one's in clergy. So, yeah, we honored all of them because that's all important work that they do as well. So
saluting our
Absolutely.
Heroes is the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's eligible to participate in this, whatever you think the heroic effort is mm-hmm. that an individual is doing. And this is heroic efforts through sort of everyday service to our community. You're pulling for Sunbury. You're making sure that Sunbury's glasses and half full, it's overflowing, the Sunbury Informed webpage. I've got to dwell on that because this is a big deal for you, making sure that Sunbury's brought up, talked about, the positive is accentuated.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, we've talked about this before, and my Christine and my goal, our goal is to raise the vibration in Sunbury and just to let people know what's going on in Sunbury. So often I hear there's nothing to do around here, and I'm like, oh, that's not true. And we started Stay Sunbury Informed and Beyond during the pandemic when businesses were having to close their doors under the direction of the governor. But then when they started reopening, we needed the small businesses are successful because we go in and we spend our money and we eat there, we buy there. So that's the goal. And this really just blossomed. And we've done the Get Up, Get Out, and Go Get It coffee tour. We're starting a new tour next week called the Get Up, Get Out, and Go Shop. So we're going to highlight different new small businesses in the valley. And it's not just Sunbury. We put that Beyond on there. So we go to Milton, we go to Salins Grove, we go to Shamokin Dam, just all over the place. But really, Sunbury, I definitely a cheerleader, as well as Christine. That's where we live. We're very vested in the city. There's so much coming to the city of Sunbury, and not just there, but in the valley. And we just want people to know what we have, because I tell people, slow down. I know just we live along the river. When I drive across that bridge, I look to the dam, I look to the left at the river, and I'm thinking, wow, just how fortunate we are. And with those that just live here all the time, whether it's Knoebels, whether it's, you know, we have a skate park, we have a swimming pool, we've got a recreational complex in Sunbury, we've got a bowling alley, we have so much that other communities don't have. So I just say, get out there and watch our videos, get out there and support those small businesses and our youth in our community as well. Sunbury baseball just kicked off and we're totally 100% behind them too. So.
And you want folks to attack the issues that exist in the Sunbury,
yeah.
don't wallow in them or dwell on
no,
them
we
necessarily.
Can't. We're not going to be what we used to. We hear like, oh, I just wish Sunbury was what it used to be. It's not going to be what it used to be, but we can definitely make it better in the future. And as I say, get involved. That's what we say. Be kind. Get involved in your community. Even if you give 1 hour a year to something, it feels good when you do it. And then guess what? You're going to want to do it more. So that's our goal with that. Yeah.
Sunbury can't become what it used to be, but your good neighbor, my father, will tell you.
Yeah.
I was around for the good old days, and they weren't that good. So
yeah.
he'll tell you if you ask
Yeah,
him.
But we have had over 40 new businesses in Sunbury in the past, 2 years, and there's more coming, and it's great. And so kudos to the city council and to Senator Gordner and Linda Schlegel-Culver for all of that grant money that we're getting in the Valley, not just Sunbury. It's good stuff's happening. So.
All right. Well, fabulous. Yeah. Well, thanks for all you're doing.
Absolutely.
Flags for Heroes, Sunbury Rotary Club. Now is the time to sign up. $50 a flag or four of them for $150. Fundraising that goes back to the Rotary Club and then right back into the community in a wide range of very tangible ways. And Facebook, a great way to do this, Sunbury Rotary Club, or call Victoria at 570-975-5951. And Victoria Rosenkranz, Vice President of Sunbury Rotary Club, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.